May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1049. The Christian navigates a sea where various forms of death appear, nor skill, alas, nor power is he aright his dangerous course to steer. 1049.
Thank you.
help us to read two psalms, Psalm 38 and Psalm 102. Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my soul, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Now Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord truly teach us to pray. O thou Almighty, holy, holy, holy Lord God, it is through thy mercy and thy mercy, O Lord, that we are not consumed. And once more, we can gather together around thy holy word of truth, Lord, and we would know a blessed desire to worship thee in spirit and in truth, commanded to, as it were, take off our shoes from off our feet and know that this is holy ground. Lord, we come and truly grow no better, but rather worse. Lord, as we look back the last year, as we look back the last week, Lord, our sin. We have that within that is so powerful, Lord, that has such a power to draw away, Lord, to wallow in the mire, to return as a dog to the vomit. One cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Lord, we would then confess. We would find a place of confession. We would be led there, Lord, to bring it to thee, to bring it all to Jesus, and plead the prayer that thou didst speak of. God, be merciful, full of mercy, to me, a sinner. And yet, Lord, oh, how great is thy goodness. We are still on praying ground. Thou hast granted to each gathered here this morning once more that measure of health and strength. Great goodness, mercies lengthened out. Lord, that we can gather once more. And oh, may the gathering be unto thee. Lord, may we blessedly know this day, I shall yet praise him. One that has done all things well. We do pray then in our worship this day to be led into the truth as it is in Jesus. To know a blessed something of the deep, deep love of Jesus. Oh, to go from thy house knowing that we have been with Jesus. Lord, what a mercy, what a favour to such a hell-deserving sinner. Lord, we do pray then for real things this day, to be taken blessedly, simply, as that little child, and led into the truth as it is in Jesus then. We beg once more. Lord, we do pray for the dear children. Lord, as they are brought into thy house, may there be from time to time something for them. Something, Lord, of in the beginning God, something of how great thou art. And oh, Lord, a prayer to remember them. Remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Lord, we've been the means of bringing children into this world. But Lord, they each have a precious, never dying soul. Oh, have mercy, O Lord. Blessedly begin, blessedly carry on thy one work. And in this so evil day and generation, so many things to tempt, draw aside, so many in our poor land under such darkness. Lord, oh, may the dear children be kept, and may it be for them this same Jesus. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In much mercy, do bless, help, dear parents. Lord, do in thy rich mercy grant for dear younger ones, Lord, in all their pathway, a seeking first of the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, in thy rich mercy, go before. Lord, in thy time and in thy way, begin. It may indeed be here a little, there a little, line upon line, place upon place. But oh, do thou begin and begin in mercy in their souls, O Lord, their souls. And Lord, we do pray for dear younger ones in all the afflictions laid on them, all that they come into, Lord, their burdens, their needs. We plead, I am the Lord that healeth thee. We plead that thou would be their helper. Blessedly perform impossibilities. Lead them to thy throne of grace. Lord, let their needs be what they may. Teach them how, what to pray. Lord, may they blessedly prove my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory. Oh, grant them a blessed touch and faith to go out to it. Riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, do bless dear younger ones that do hope it be thy most holy will to be joined together in love. Lord, later this year, Lord, go before them each, bind in love, and Lord, in thy love and in thy fear, and Lord, do have mercy, and Lord, may they be kept and helped in it all. Lord, undertake for them. We do pray for those that bear the burden and heat of the day. And they may be younger, they may be older. Oh, Lord, in thy rich mercy, do blessedly prove, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, be very near, Lord. Hold thy right hand. And Lord, do truly strengthen them and go before them. Make crooked things straight and rough places plain. And dear older ones, Lord, whether able to come up to thy house this day or no, Lord, be very near to them. And we include those in the home. Lord, thou knowest those in great weakness. Thou knowest those in great affliction. Lord, we do pray. If it be thy most holy will, shorten the days of affliction. Be very near, Lord. And oh, Lord, in thy time and in thy way, grant that abundant entrance into the heavenly kingdom. May there be a blessed preparation. And Lord, may there be a sacred presence around the bed, in the little room, in the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, those that must walk right through that valley. But oh, Lord, take away all fear. Oh, may they blessedly prove. Lord, fear not, for I am with thee. Lord, in thy rich mercy then, remember those that have the care and responsibility, thy dear aged people, and Lord, those in sickness and weakness, whether younger or older. Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, those hidden things that are brought into thy house this morning. Thou knowest those dead things, Lord, dead and buried, to old sense and reason, to the old man of sin. But oh, may there be something for sinners this day in thy house, something of that resurrection power of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, something of that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. May none feel a stranger or a guest, but oh, be blessedly found as a child at home at the feet of Jesus. Lord, then we'll be blessed to remember our dear friends at home. Help this day, and Lord, may thy presence be felt home. And Lord, help of God, and in Zion, and up and down our little land, yea, throughout this world. And Lord, we do pray, Lord, where there is such persecution, where there is such of the power of darkness, oh, Lord, be very gracious. And may there be that overcoming power by the blood of the Lamb. May they know, we know, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, we pray for the peace then of Jerusalem. We pray for it, literally. Thine ancient people, oh, do thou blessedly work there, thou that dost work, Lord, all nations of the earth, to bring them to come and stand in that great number that no man can number before thy throne. Lord, we pray for thy one church. Lord, we pray that thou would grant peace as we pray for the peace of the city, and to be blessed in that peace. For thou knowest how the wicked plotteth. And oh, to know peace that passeth understanding, to be kept and helped in thy house, and those little houses of prayer scattered abroad. We pray now, help our dear friend at the desk, and each, Lord, dear deacon, those with responsibilities in thy house, and Lord, this church and people, oh, thou dost know all about them. What a mercy. Oh, off feed the flock, off lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. And Lord, do grant thy servants as they come in and out among, Lord, the great need to pray the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. The need is great. The need of souls, Lord, is great. But oh, do open the mouth wide, and do thou fill it. Prove, certainly I will be with thee. Lord, help then in Zion. And help here. And Lord, do help in the singing of the hymns. Lord, do wash, cleanse all. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake, as we give thanks.
Hymn 949. There's not a name beneath the skies, nor is there one in heaven above, but that of Jesus can suffice the sinner's burden to remove 949.
Thank you.
and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to Psalm 38 that we read, and the second part, particularly of verse 9. Psalm 38 and verse 9. I'll read the whole verse. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. This has been called the sufferer's prayer. Dear beloved friends, this word is not brought in any sense among you this morning lightly. I was burdened with this word. Must have been a fortnight ago as I looked toward this house of prayer and this Lord's Day. And as it drew nearer, the burden has increased. My groaning is a pathway that at least one soul before the Lord this morning knows in a deep, deep weight. And so, oh, to blessedly find in this word one, a dear, precious Lord and Saviour that went before in this pathway. And oh, the soul that by His blessed Spirit, whatever it may be, whatever the burden, whatever that with weight that threatens to crush the soul before Almighty God. So, in this word, there is something deep and unspeakably precious. There is a close follower of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That cross, that pathway, had weight. And oh, it was a groaning pathway. It was a deep, deep pathway. But oh, He saw the travail of His soul, and blessedly soul was satisfied. There is here a thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through one that groaned. That pathway along in this earth. These are no light things. These are no passing things. But oh, so that cross, whatever it may be that a sinner must carry in that sacred sense, following the Lord, He bearing His cross, we read all. So, as the pathway goes on, as the time grows nearer, there is an increasing weight. an increasing burden. But what a mercy. It's not hid from one above. What a mercy. It's blessedly known. What a mercy. As dear David is led here, there is that the blessedly goes forth as he stands, a guilty, hell-deserving sinner, before this almighty God, before this great, holy, holy, holy presence. And oh, there's that that sticks fast. There's that that cannot be turned away from, presseth sore. And oh, there's that as a drowning man, mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as a heavy burden, too heavy for me. Oh, pulls down into the very depths. But may the Lord blessedly lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus here. And indeed in that other psalm that we read, when the dear psalmist again that blessed truth that there is one that looked down from the height of his sanctuary. This is a wonder to a sinner, that there's one above that looks down to a worm of this earth. There's one from the beauty of holiness that, oh, looks down that height so high, so holy, one that inhabiteth eternity. But oh, looks down, sinful worm of this earth. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Why? Brings forth this one purpose. Here, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. The margin renders that, to loose the children of death. Solemn, solemn place. But oh, one that blessedly hears. One that blessedly looks down. And oh, it's not hid from him. And in the night seasons, there was that laid upon me, one thing upon another. I trust the Lord was leading, the Lord was guiding what should be spoken, what should be brought forth concerning this word. And one of those portions was concerning dear days of Elisha, and two particular parts of it. But firstly, when those, in those days, when the Syrians were encamping about and threatened to overcome, and
the Lord had spoken that there would be that fullness. Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel." They were starving. One of those ancient, terrible sieges we read of. Fine flour sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And that one, you'll remember, on whom the king leaned, that Lord. Oh, his unbelief. If the Lord should make windows in heaven, might this thing be? The prophet, it's a solemn word, but it's a word with power. And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see with thine eyes, and shalt not eat thereof." But what was with me in the night seasons was those lepers that were led to look, they would perish if they remained in the city. They may perish if they go to the hosts of the Syrians. They had that little hope, they will save us alive. And as they went, and this was the word, they came to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, and behold, there was no man there. Groaning, not hid from thee, there's no man there. And O soul in this pathway, there's no man that can help. And you may turn to one and another, but truly miserable comforters are ye all. But oh, when they came to that uttermost part of that camp where the Lord had gone before, this should have been full of those men of war, those that would overcome. But there was no man there. But there was that to be taken. And oh, soul, when the Lord so blessedly works, there'll be no man there. They all forsook him and fled. This is the work of Almighty God. And oh, no man can help, but oh, there's one above. As the dear hymn writer renders it, a man, a real man. Oh, blessed be his holy name that now rules and reigns with divine power. And oh, there is something of that power. And sinner, have you been brought to pray? Lord, just something of that power put forth. And immediately, Lord, it will be well. Oh, immediately, that healing virtue will flow, whatever it be. But there was no man there. But when they come and they take those various things, then they said one to another, "We do not well. This is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. No man there. But oh, they had to come. There will be that. When that day comes, it's not if so, it's when that blessed day comes. There will be that. As these lepers of old, that when the Lord comes and there is the day of his power, they will be willing in it. There will be a blessed loose him and let him go. The place where the king's prisoners are bound. We read back in Genesis with dear Joseph, but oh, hastily, to be brought up from that prison. Blessed be his holy name. But there was also this in trying to open this word and bring it before you as led by the holy, I trust, Spirit of God, where the King of Syria war against Israel. This was another time. And the prophet sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware thou pass not to such and such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Syria thinks he's being betrayed. For these that he would fall on are constantly escaping from him. But when he gathers his servants, will ye not show me which of you is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bed chamber. The Lord knows, soul, groaning soul, burdened soul, the words spoken in your bed chamber. And oh, it's known above. It's a solemn thought to a sinner. Mine eye seeth thee. There's no hiding place from the Lord God Almighty. They will, in that great, glorious day of his second coming, when as lightning lighteth from the one part of the heaven to the other, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. It will not be this time as a little babe in a, as it were, hidden from the world for the most part, manger. But oh, it will be in great and glorious power. And they'll call for the rocks to fall on them and hide them from his glory, his majesty, his holiness. But there's no hiding place. We read that all must come and stand before him, before that great white throne, before the judge of all the earth. But it is for the Lord's tried, mourning people, groaning people, a glorious prospect. There is that oh, is so unspeakably blessed, that oh, the groaning, the prisoner
here below, not hid from him.
All known to him, all known by him. Blessed, blessed be his holy name.
And in a blessed sense, there is that of praise, there is that of thanksgiving. As faith goes forth, that this is not hid from him. Blessed be his holy name. Just to briefly touch it. The dear Lord, he tarried soul. Still in that place where he was when dear Mary and Martha sent unto him concerning their so sick brother. But he did come. He came in his time and in his way. To sense and reason he came too late. But oh, he came. And oh, in that blessed portion in John 11, it wasn't too late, was it? I love how that's blessedly rendered. And the Lord commands, roll away the stone. Lord, by this time he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the power of God. O sinner, is your prayer, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Go out to it. Not worthy of the least of all the mercies, but Lord, if thou dost come, all will be well. And he stands and he cries with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Loose him and let him go. You'll know it, sinner. Blessed be his holy name. Why, the groaning of the prisoner is heard. And oh, we read those precious words there. Jesus, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. He did. You're in good company here, soul. Jesus, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It's by these things men live, in the life of these things is my spirit, saith the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Now, my groaning is not hid from thee. Firstly, I remember years ago the Lord had favoured in mercy with our first son, but there was then miscarriage after miscarriage, and we despaired. Of ever, and I did anyway, ever having another child, but it was such a burden. And man didn't understand. Well, you've got one, and surely that's sufficient. You've got this, and what was it that, man speaks to his wife in love in 1 Samuel as Cana, am I not better to thee than 10 sons, I believe it says. The dear woman had a burden. And a burden walked out before the Lord. A groaning pathway you cannot escape from, whatever it be. So, don't quench the spirit. Don't turn from it. Pour it out before the Lord. The groaning before Him. And I well remember a dear servant of Christ coming up one Lord's Day. It wasn't in the text. It was in the reading. It wasn't in the preaching. I believe the portion was in Micah. And speaks there of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. You know, as he read that word Miriam, that went home with divine power. And there was so much in it. There would be another child. She would be a Miriam. And so it was. You don't forget these things. And I believe I walk them and his servants walk them for a purpose. And oh, the purpose this morning is to encourage your groaning sin, whatever it be, not hid from him. That made all the difference that Lord's Day morning, that word. And I've never forgotten that power. And I've never forgotten what blessedly, gloriously opened. And I must speak concerning the ministry of the word as well. My groaning is not hid from thee. A burden. A burden between your soul and your God. A burden that cannot be put down, and a burden that cannot be hid. I walked the burden of the ministry of the word of the Lord long before the burden of baptism and the exercise of that. And the groaning was not hid from him. And you know, and you dear younger ones, and you dear children, it's precious when the Lord lays a groaning burden for dear children and younger ones. Long before, must have been in my teenage years, long before I ever met my dear one, I can remember one night so laid upon me. Lord, if I am ever to have children, may none be left to lie in hell. We're not salvation free. We're not. And you know, I believe that that has two aspects to it. Yes, there are those natural children, but the Lord gives spiritual children. And that's a blessed mercy, you dear younger ones, you dear children. It's a mercy indeed if the Lord puts you in the heart of his dear people and they groan before the throne of grace concerning your soul, not hid from him. Mercy indeed if you groan yourself and that laid upon you.
But oh, so I say again, quench not the blessed Spirit of truth, groaning, not hid from him. And as those years went on, and it was years, it was Abraham's pathway. As he was 75, I think it was, years of age, when called to go out of Ur of the Chaldees, and the Lord laid him upon him a burden and a groaning pathway concerning those that the Lord had promised. Look unto the heavens, so shall thy seed be, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And he believed the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. God-given faith is centered on that rock which is Christ. But oh, those years. And it wasn't every year. But oh, from time to time, the Lord came and renewed the promise, opened it more. And there was no escape from it, and there was no escape either from the impossibility of it. But is anything too hard for the Lord? There would be that return concerning dear Sarah. Here she'd laughed at it, he'd laughed at it, the utter impossibility. But the groaning, not hid from thee, blessed be his holy name. And oh, now Abraham, an old man, but the Lord had spoken. And heaven and earth shall pass away, and my word shall not pass away. And that groaning pathway must be fulfilled, and would be blessedly fulfilled. And what a feast it was when Abraham called it concerning the weaning of the child. This is what the Lord had done. Groaning, not hid from thee, but in that burden of the word. There was that. I can remember one street, walking along it, and it was as if the heavens opened, and I was exposed. And oh, the sinner is so exposed to this indescribable, overwhelming power and glory. And oh, the sinner trembles. But oh, when the Lord gives that power, that glory, and those sweet and precious promises, they are the weapon for the feeble. They are the weapon for the groaning prisoner when they have nothing. Who's that queen? Is it Mary, Queen of Scots? Suddenly come. She feared the prayers of a man, a worm of this earth, more than anything else. Oh, the power that blessedly goes forth, that given to sinners on this earth to wrestle in the darkest places. To wrestle in the finality. I bring this word before as not something to be escaped from. You cannot escape. from that the Lord has spoken. Every door may be shut, but mercy's door is not so. I have set before an open door, and no man can shut it. And indeed, in a blessed sense, you know, no man, as with those in that camp, no man is there. Why? Oh, there's no power for a worm of this earth. No power. Who art thou, O great enemy? What is that that is rendered? Dear Micah, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And in this pathway, in this walking, in this following your Lord, the Lord is very near in that groaning. And blessed be his holy name. So there'll be helps. There'll be strengthenings. There'll be his going before to make crooked things straight and rough places plain, groaning, not hid before him. And what a little of I've tried to speak, whatever the burden in the pathway, whatever the exercise in the pathway, so you'll never walk alone in this. And oh, the soul is blessedly upheld. That means held up. This is the way. Walk ye in it. There's another word of comfort that we read of in the testimony of dear Stephen, before he was stoned, as he spoke to those Jews of what the Lord had spoken to Moses, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. But this is it. I have seen. Oh, it's blessedly emphasized. And may it be emphasized in your poor soul, sinner, whatever it be. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And oh, they were in bondage. They were in captivity. And I have heard their groaning. And I am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. Moses argued, but oh, he had to go. And my groaning is not hid from thee. Whatever be the burden, whatever be the pathway, there will be that blessedly fulfilled, sinner. And this just comes, and I tremble to speak of it, but it was a particular church meeting, and I'd hidden much when I was called upon, commanded by the Lord to go and tell the king's household. I hid much. My dear old grandfather
I didn't tell him. But he stood by the pool when the baptizing took place. So I went down into the water with the Lord's dear servant. And the Lord spoke powerfully that there was another exercise there. I didn't tell him. My groaning, not hid from thee. But in that meeting, well, I was called upon to testify to the church. It all went. How could I speak a word? But you know, as I sat there before that meeting was due to start, there was such a sacred, blessed presence. Oh, felt and known. And oh, it was open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. And he did. Blessedly into the truth as it is in Jesus. But I must touch something else here. My groaning not hid from thee. We younger ones, we fitter ones, may from time to time have to go and visit those, and do go, souls that lay in such weakness, that lay in such affliction, but truly walk the pathway of the dear psalmist here. Got over mine head as an heavy burden too heavy for me. Wounds stink and are corrupt. Trouble, bow down greatly. Go mourning all the day long. Loins filled with a loathsome disease. No soundness in my flesh, feeble, sore, broken. But you know, what a mercy. When you feel so helpless, when the best care, the best in the medical profession can do no good, when that set time is drawing near, you know, you groan with them. You groan for them. This old body, we all know, one day must be laid down. But oh, then to know. And oh, this is the death of the Lord's dear people. This is to die in Christ Jesus. This, one of those blessed close followers of the Lamb, whithersoever he goeth, as my groaning is not hid from thee. What a mercy. And it may be collectively this word, my groaning not hid from thee, may be as a church and people, may be as our poor land that is walking that pathway. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. Oh, this poor land has proved it so many times down through those long years of its history. But in me is thy help. And oh, as we would grow and bear one another's burdens, his church, his people, our poor land, oh, to blessedly prove, not hid from thee, Oh, to blessedly know it then, in life and in death, and in others also. Not only our own souls, our pathway, but what encouragement to pray on, groan on, and bear one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. It's not hid from thee. Men ought always, and that's such a loaded word, always pray and not faint. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £850, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 893. If guilt pursue thee with its cry, and would to prison hail, to Jesus Christ the surety fly, and he will give in bail. 893.
pardon all amiss, but bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word of truth. Oh, for more grace to pray and wait at mercy's door. Dear Lord Jesus, appear for thy groaning people, groaning soul sinners. Lord, do in thy rich mercy now keep us in the interval. Grant help, Lord, to the dear children in that taught and dear teachers, and gather us again at the evening hour to worship thee. And oh, may there be immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head, my life, my portion, my living bread, for some poor soul. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.